Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era.
All right, guys, you heard the explosion. You know what that means, man. We are in the building, or demolishing the building, rather. War of the Words, Relentless Radio, number 91. I'm going to go ahead and bring my man Kobe out here early, man, because I want to talk about something just before we get in with the Anaconda today. Kobe, what's good with you?
What's up, brother? Just working, man, doing the work duties out of town.
I can tell you, you got that I'm working, and it's not my favorite thing in the universe voice today.
It's not my favorite thing. I enjoy my job, but hey, man, today's one of those days. I just doing a lot of out-of-town crap, as you know, as you probably have heard. And so, yeah, it's not too fun.
Man, it's something that I want to touch on before we get into this awesome interview we got of this pro fight. Is that we are on episode number 91. Now, Kobe, I know that you have not been my co-host since the very beginning, unfortunately, and that's no disrespect to some of the ones we tried out before at all. But here we are, man, 91. We're 9 episodes away from celebrating number 100 on War of the Words. And I guess before we got started, I just wanted to know, that's pretty awesome, man. How does that feel? You know, we're steady pushing.
Yeah, we're doing good. I mean, as you know, we try to do one or two a week, and we're branching out with the mainstream media that a lot of people see and check daily, with like the UFC and all. A lot of people are checking the fights and checking World of Words stuff. So it's good, man. I enjoy being part of the show. Actually, I think you interviewed me for one of my fights. I think it was like number 40. And then, like, probably 8 or 10 after that, I started with you. So we've done a bunch of episodes together, and it's been awesome. It's been fun. And we always kicking it, dude.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I think, one of my favorite things that we've been able to do with this show is, you know, between the two of us, we know a good deal of exactly the kind of people that we love to speak with, and that's these guys out here on this MMA grind. And speaking of, we do have one of those people on the show today, and I want to get him out here. And we're going to go ahead and bring him out. Mr. Josh Millwood, the Anaconda. Big Josh, how are we doing today, man?
I'm doing good, man. How are y'all?
Fantastic. No complaints from me, man. It's good to have you on the show today. We're very excited about this upcoming fight in less than 2 weeks at the Macon Auditorium, April 4th. The last time, I believe, that at least last time I saw you fight, I'm pretty sure it's the last time that you did, unless I'm mistaken, was at Conflict 20, the actual Conflict debut in Macon. Am I correct there before I go on?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was my pro debut, and hell of a pro debut. That was the toughest opponent I've ever faced.
Man, let me tell you, I'm pretty sure Kobe was present. Awesome back and forth match. Alan Cruz, who you fought, continues to be a very prominent fireball in the Southeast MMA sky. It was a great fight. Tons of a real opportunity to showcase promise and things to come on both sides, really. And the direction I was going with the question, this first one out the gate is, how does it feel to be coming back, man? You know, you're coming back to a place where you battled once before. It didn't go your way. You're coming back to the same spot. I mean, what kind of motivation is that giving you here for this one?
Oh, man, I'm just treating it like another fight, man. I'm just happy I'm back at it and I'm back in the sport. I came off some injuries right off there after that fight. I'm just being glad to step back in the cage and do what I love, you know. Go out there and give the crowd, give my hometown crowd a show. You know, I'm hoping to display a lot more skills, a lot more stuff I didn't get to show in my last fight.
I can totally understand. And although I will say, you know, hell of a fight the first time. You know, like we said earlier, you know, the W did not go your way, but a disappointment that most certainly was not. And, you know, we look forward to that same action and really the improved since then, which no doubt you have done. The next question for that I have, which is really a question I want to go ahead and put out there, because I get more fan mail. I get more War of the Words mail. It's not all fans. Some people really hate it, but it's okay. about this fight in particular, a big piece of this, you know, of course, the Macon side, you know, the return of the Anaconda. But then we've also got the return of Detroit Lions Lee, which I think has added an equal amount of spark to this awesome pro fight. And then you touched on a little bit saying that a fight's just a fight for you, which I think is a great way to look at it. But is there anything extra for you having an opponent like Detroit April 4th?
Yeah, man. I've watched all of his fights. I've seen some of his opponents, some of the mistakes his opponents will do. I'm looking forward to it because I'm not like any of his opponents he's faced. I'm willing to stand up and bang, man. I'm willing to get banged up on my feet just to, you know, get my hands dirty. I like to throw hands. I like to stand up. You know what I mean? I want to display my boxing, man. I want to give the crowd what they want and what everybody knows me. Well, everybody around my hometown knows me. You know, every person I face tell me they'll stand up with me, and then right off the bat they'll take me down. You know what I mean? They won't even give me a chance to pop them in the face at least one or two times, you know. But it's just all talk is what they hear, and they won't let me display. And I'm hoping this time I've seen his fights. I've seen he likes to stand up. Oh, man, I'm ready for this, man. I think it's going to be fireworks. This is going to be the fight of the night right here.
Woo! I got to tell you what, I know Kobe's back there smiling. You got me pumped up on my end.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good, son. It's going to be good.
Man, hey, I couldn't agree more, man. One thing I do know about Detroit, you know, been watching him since, you know, it's just about his first fight and stuff. And I would be incredibly shocked if he didn't give you the opportunity to stand and trade. And that's exactly the reason, knowing you and your background and from watching you fight Cruz, being able to actually myself put this fight together in my mind, I couldn't agree with you more. I said it once, and I'll say it for this fight in particular. You know, the fireworks of the 4th of July are coming in April.
Oh, yeah.
April
4th. They definitely are, man. They definitely are. Man, you got my blood pumping right now. I'm in the gym right now, and I'm ready to go start training. And, man, you got me so pumped up, I'm ready to just get off the phone right now and start lacing up my gloves, man. I'm excited for this fight, you know what I mean? It's, you know, I will say this. After my loss, it ate me, man. It bugged the hell out of me, you know. It just ate at me, you know, and one – I did go into the fight with injury, a rib injury, but I didn't feel like I showed what my potential was. You know, I did face a hell of an opponent on the ground. I mean, he controlled me on the ground. That's the first person that's ever been able to really do that, is control me on the ground like he did. And I believe he's like a purple brown belt, somewhere around that area, you know. And he comes from a good camp, so I'm just hoping right now. I can't even talk right now. You got me so pumped up. I'm ready to go out there and
fight. Listen, man, you can get on the elliptical or the bicycle while we talk, bro. You know, get it in. Feel free.
Oh, bro, I'm pacing back and forth in the office right now and like shadow boxing with the phone next to my ear, man. You got me ready.
That's it, man. Hey, that, you know what? That's what I do, man. That's my job. I get everybody ready, and I'm glad you're feeling the same thing that we're all feeling and we all know. And, you know, I got nothing but love for you, Josh. And if you didn't know, you know, not only did I spell your name correctly, but also the snake that I put on our promo stuff was actually an anaconda and not a rattlesnake. So, you know, I got you.
Dude, that is awesome. You know what I mean? Most of my sponsors, they put the wrong snake on there, you know. I'm not trying to, you know, dog Jared out or anything, but, you know, the whole 1L thing is it's kind of bad. You know, I want to hang my big poster up in my gym and show everybody that my fight poster. Now I didn't even want to advertise the fight first because I just had one L, you know. But
I'm gonna get you an upgraded one. We're gonna send you that upgraded edition with them two L's. I'm gonna go in a march for the L for you.
All right, that's all.
Battle for the L. It's on.
All right.
that is fantastic, man. Before I turn it over to Kobe for the brick in the wall, man, I wanted to ask you a little bit. You know, I spoke with Dexter, man. He's a really great guy. And I just want to ask you a little bit about if you could shine a light on some of the people and places and things that have happened that have got us to this April 4th fight.
Man, I would thank all my training partners. You know, Dexter's a big influence. Always behind the curtain, doing all my dirty work, you know, giving me my fights, doing my sponsorships and everything. You know, my girlfriend, you know, she may not, she supports me, but right now she's a little mad, you know, just for me going these last 2 weeks, and, you know, basically hell weeks for me, because I still got a lot of weight to cut, and I still struggle with it, and I'm a little moody, I can't help that, but, I just want to give a shout out to her and shout out to my best friend, Matt Melvin. Even with a messed up wrist from a motorcycle accident, he still came to the gym with me and sat in the sauna. give a
true
shout
friend.
Out to my coach. Yeah, he is, man. Give a shout out to JD Brown, my MMA coach, and all the sponsors. I got to think. TT Water. The Crazy Bulls, my after party. Y'all come out and celebrate with that. And Perry Chiropractor. Man, I got so many. Oh, yeah. I can't forget about y'all, man. War of Word, you know. I appreciate it. I'm so happy to put y'all's, you know, mask on my shorts and support y'all. And
awesome.
I think that's it.
Very awesome, man. No, that's good, man. And we love being a part of that too, man. You know, that's what we're about here. Is you know, fighters and people chasing what they love to do. So without getting too mushy, man, and I apologize, I had to step outside for a moment. If you guys hear cars behind me, it won't be but for a moment. But you and Kobe actually know each other pretty well. So I wanted to give a special brick in the wall to my man Kobe today. Kobe, what you got for Josh?
I won't piss him up too bad, but I had to correct a little something. Josh, remember a while ago you said the only person, A-Line Crew, is the only person to control you on the ground that you've ever rolled with?
Ah, okay.
Except for who else?
Okay, Kobe has not really been able to control me on the ground.
I love this show.
Hey, now, I remember a couple of years at the after party, I had you like in an arm bar, and you struggled to get out of that, you know?
That was a few years ago, sir. This is present day.
And I also want to mention, every time we spar, it seems like this man wants to knock my head off. Yeah, I'm sorry, Kobe. I'm sorry I'm fast for you, man. You can't catch me real quick, you know? But, you know...
Hey, I'm just pushing
he'll work
you.
On
just
it. He'll work on it.
I'm just pushing you to be the best. I just want you to be the best.
Same here, brother. Same here.
You know, me and Josh, we do go way back. I've known Josh for almost all of my career in fighting, so we're looking at probably – I've known him for about five, six, 7 years or so. Me and Josh just fought on a few cars together. We actually drove to Kentucky to go whoop up on some old red. Whoop up all some old rednecks up there. That was a fun trip. No, we won't even talk about that trip, but woo, that was a fun trip.
Yeah, we won't talk about it because I can let some dirty things out. But we had a good time. That was a hell of a time. You know, Kobe was mad at me the whole time going way back. I felt like I didn't even fight an opponent. Not worthy, I wouldn't say, but... For my skill level, I felt like I needed to fight somebody a little bit better. I kind of actually went out there and just did my thing. I got elbowed one good time, but that's really about it. But, you know, I get pissed off if I don't feel like I'm tested or, you know, if I just go out there and demolish somebody, it just doesn't seem right. And that's Kobe got on to me for that about that Kentucky fight.
Well, that wasn't our fault. that wasn't neither one of our faults, and I had an opponent kind of like that too. We took the fights. We went up there and fought, and but it's all right. I mean, we went down to Daytona one time. That was a pretty good little deal. When what was that big old tall boy's name that broke that kid's arm?
Ann Strawmeyer.
Dude,
we went
down to Daytona, Eric, in this big fight, huge fight down there. One of the guys we took snapped this kid's arm with a Kimura. I'm talking about snapped it like it was a toothpick. This guy was like 7'9" tall. Crazy stuff. Anyway, long story short, me and O'Miller would come way back.
Yeah, we've had some good times, man. Kobe's been my number one guy I can always count on to be at my back. If something goes wrong, I don't have nobody corner me. If I need somebody to train with on the spot, you know, if I'm always coming down to Statesboro, if I'm coming through Statesboro, I'm always going to stop through there just to train with them, you know. And so we have a really good relationship.
Or it's one of those things where it's about a week out from the fight and Josh is calling or Dexter's calling. They're like, hey, man, we got like X. You know, we got X amount of pounds to lose. We need another one of those secrets in your bucket of secrets. And I'm like, all right, well, do this, this, and this. And then we get to weigh-ins, and he's on weight, and we're like, man, how do you do this stuff? And I'm like, you know, it's just all these buckets of secrets. I can't tell everybody, but I'll tell you.
Man, I could use
I need a
little bit more secrets than last time. That last time,
yeah,
I died.
I need a bucket of secrets.
This is true. You did need a few more secrets last time. Hey,
man.
We made weight.
I was off 0.3, you know, but yeah, I guess you say I can't wait. And how determined I am is as far as I will go is shaving my head. The beard has to stay, but I will shave my head to make weight. Can't do the beard.
No, I ain't cutting the beard
That's
off.
Beast.
Yeah,
listen,
you
gotta, I just won't fight
then.
The
beard,
screw
man.
It. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, I appreciate it. Probably one of the best brick in the walls we've had in a long time. Some good history, some good stories. And I'm definitely looking forward to the story that is going to be written on April 4th in this awesome fight between Josh Anaconda Millwood and Dave Troy, the Spartan Lions Lee, which, I mean, damn, even the two nicknames versus sounds gangster. I would totally go if all they told me was it was Anaconda versus Spartan. I like, oh, I'm going. You know, it's an exciting fight on an exciting night in our return to Macon, which I feel like is going to just explode. And it's an awesome honor to have, you know, those hometown people. Conflict does a really great job. They don't come in to dominate. They come in to incorporate, to be a piece of. And you're a very good example of that. And it's gonna be a awesome night. All you guys out there who have not seen the fight card, just before the show, I posted it on War of the Words on Facebook. You can also go to Conflict MMA Promotions, get your tickets, check the fight card. We got interviews with all kinds of the fighters on this card coming up. This show itself will be up there a little bit later on in the evening. So make sure to keep up. And we are definitely far from done with the interviews. You can catch. No, you won't catch Dave Troy. I actually sent out an invitation, and he is not doing interviews this time around. So I guess we'll wait for fight night to see what he, I guess he's just going to speak inside the cage, which is all good. Nothing but love for Dave Troy. He's a good friend. So I'm excited about this match, man. Millwood with two L's, by the way, might I add. I love to ask this question of people, and I see no reason not to ask you the same thing. It's one of my favorite show questions, and I rarely get the same answer twice. So I totally want to propose it to you, and that is this. When everybody's driving home after April 4th, after Conflict 26, and they're talking about this fight, what is the impression that you want to leave on these Macon fans when they're on the way home?
Man, their mind is going to be freaking blown, you know what I mean? I plan on being fireworks. I know a lot of the other guys that are fighting on this card. I know they're hell fighters. I know they're going to represent for Macon and Warner Robins, for Middle Georgia, period. You know, we're not coming to disappoint. You know what I mean? You're coming to put on a show. I'm pretty sure me and Daytroy, you know, by ourselves can put on a hell of a show. You know what I mean? Nothing but respect for every man that steps in the cage. But as a fighter, you can't respect other fighters. You got to respect the man. You know what I mean? So I respect every man that comes in that cage and face me and that does everything, you know, that whoever else comes in that cage, you know, with everybody else.
Absolutely, man. I couldn't agree more. My apologies for the brief pause there. I could not agree more, man. You know, this fight alone is amazing, and there's other fights on the card to do that. And when you stack them together, man, there's a reason that I keep saying that the fireworks are coming coming early, man. It's going to be a great card, man. And Kobe has expanded on this a couple times, and I give him another chance here too, man. I know you got something back there.
Yeah, I hadn't been able to say it yet, and with you posting the card, I think now is the best time ever. I imagine they will listen in. You know, I want to officially apologize to Thorn Fault for having to pull out of the fight. Word came up, and I'm actually out of town now. I'm in South Carolina as we speak. Be here for two more days. It's just something I could not prevent. So, Thorn, if you're listening, I really apologize, brother. It's not something that it's not that I'm ducking or dodging. It's just work comes first a lot of times. But as long as I get past Eddie Miller in Hardyville, if you want the shot that you rightfully deserve, you will definitely get it when that time comes. But like I said, I just want to apologize, brother. Wasn't nothing against you. Just kind of had to go out of town for right at 2 weeks and just wasn't able to. Wasn't able to fulfill my fight obligations, but we'll be back very soon.
Kobe, I got a question for you really quick. That automatically makes me think of, you know, Thorne is now slated to face another very exciting and promising fighter in Jeremiah Scott. So has the thought crossed your mind the potential idea of Jeremiah Scott winning the fight and possibly, in essence, gaining that number one contender spot?
To be completely honest with you, I don't know a lot about Jeremiah Scott. But, you know, to be honest with you, with all that's happened this last two or three weeks with work and us having to do what we did, you know, to not fight in Macon, which I really wanted to, you know, it doesn't really matter. I've got a job to do in Hardyville against Eddie Miller, and when I get past him, you know, whoever's next can step up. I know that there's a few people out there that they're in line, and you know, to be honest with you, if you know we keep things going, I mean, I welcome all challengers. I mean, you know, this is part of fighting. I'll fight my best too. You know, I think Eddie's a good, cool dude. I consider him a friend, but you know, we're gonna have to fight, and that's how it's gonna be. You know, I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah.
I'm coming to fight. So that's the way it is.
No, I'm with it, brother. I'm with it 100%. Josh, man.
Break
it out, man.
I
got nothing but time.
Man, Dexter just texted me. I forgot one big important sponsor that I forgot to mention. Your Fightwear is sponsoring me. Y'all pick up a shirt, man, the 2.0, 1.0. Don't forget to support the Anaconda, you know, in Macon. And
that's it. Absolutely. I believe those are those yellow ones, the yellow shirts.
Like a limeish green. There's like a lime
green.
Yeah,
there you go.
Like a highlight green and then a lime green. And there's like a highlight green and a blue.
Fantastic, man. Yeah,
I like
definitely.
To kick out, man. So if everybody wears my shirt, I know they're coming to support me. I'm that type of guy. I don't like wear just black and white. I want to be – when I'm around, I want to be known. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's actually a great point. You know, you can look out and you're like, oh, look at this group of people that are extremely highlighted. There's my folks. Hey, when you're in the middle of a fight, that's about all you got time to do is take that quick peek. So, you know, well thought out,
man.
Brother.
My last fight, all I did is hear my dad. Couldn't even hear my corner. I just heard my dad. So I think
Josh!
This time I'm going to have to put him up in the balcony. dig deep, son, dig deep. We can't be hearing that anymore. I love my dad to death, and he's a big fan, but whenever he's interfering with me trying to listen to my corner, we can't be having that.
Show him what the Millwoods are about, son. Oh, fantastic. That's great, man. Listen, man, Josh, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, man. I knew it was going to be a good time. I look forward to catching up with you post-flight and, of course, at the event itself. And most importantly, it is a true pleasure and privilege to commentate this fight and to get to see it live and so close. And I just want to thank you for taking time out of your day. I know you're pumped. I hope you're still pumped as hell and you go out there and smash in the gym today and represent to the fullest, man. So thank you for taking time out and being on the show today, and we look forward to seeing you on the 4th.
All right, man. I just want to thank you for letting me come out here and talk on the show, man. And appreciate everything y'all been doing for the sport and everything for y'all do for conflict.
Well, that's it, man. No, it's what we do. Kobe, we got about 3.5 minutes left, man. We've got a lot on our plate. You know, we've got 3 conflict cards in the books coming up in a row, bing, bang, pow style, with more further on. Of course, you mentioned the May one being that third one out that you're on, man. Seems quite a role, man. We've been pretty busy. I'm almost afraid that it's going to get to the point where we do this show almost every day.
Yeah, dude, I'm down. If we're going to do it every day, let's do it, you know. Don't matter to me, baby.
That's it. Let's do it. As long as I tell you with a little, you know, you're pretty good. I got to give you massive credit to Kobe Wall for being an amazing co-host in that, you know, whether I tell this man 2 days in advance or 2 minutes in advance, he finds some kind of a way to get his ass on this show. And, you know, I really do appreciate that, man, a whole lot. You know, you bring a lot to this show. And we definitely appreciate that, brother.
Hey, man, I just appreciate you having me, homie. I'm hoping to get back in town in time to get to Macon. I should be, though. We're traveling on the East Coast for work, doing some stuff. But should be back. I think that Thursday we should be back. So
good. You can't leave me hanging out.
No, I should be.
I gotta have my co-commentator there with me now.
Yeah, we should be back. That was a stipulation, was making sure I got back. So we should be back. But you know, it's been a pleasure, man. I'm just ready to see some fights again. Hell, I'm ready to fight
again.
That's
it. Yeah, shit, I'm ready to fight, and I don't ever. So listen, man, we had a great show today. Number 91. We're 9 away from number 100. In my opinion, these next 9 shows just mean so much to me, and I want to give a personal thanks to everybody out there, whether you're a sponsor, a fan, you love us, you hate us, you dream about us, you condemn us, whatever it is, man, it doesn't matter. It means a lot to us no matter what, because we are making an impact and influence, and that is awesome. And we're coming up on show 100, something that I could have never envisioned doing, and I'm very proud of that, and really thankful of everyone out there who listens to the show and makes it happen. As far as this card coming up, man, April 4th, you guys, like I said, get over to the Conflict site, go on Facebook, man, get these tickets, get it all lined up, meet us in Macon for Conflict 26. You would not be disappointed, because this show is just going to grow and grow and grow. It's an amazing thing through and through on all sides, and we definitely can't wait. If for nothing else, man, come see today, Troy Lyons Lee and Josh, the Anaconda Millwood throw down, and what you heard today is promises to be incredibly exciting. I got nothing left. My advice of the day at the end of the show, go find a book and read that mug. War of the Words Radio, Relentless Style, number 91 with Josh, the Anaconda Millwood. We're wrapped up.